Hi there, welcome to this recording, an optional recording as part of our temple body training, the memory of Serapis Bay. So just close your eyes, let yourself get very, very still. Relax your physical body as much as possible. And join me inside a memory. Come with me now. Feel yourself being taken deep down inside a pyramid. As you let your body drop, deep down inside a pyramid. We are taken into a large initiation chamber, a large pool full of dark water. And everyone was so quiet, so focused. There are six or seven of us lined up, waiting for our turn by the steps that lead into the pool. So quiet, so focused. Walking into the abyss. Entering the cold water as if to blend invisibly into it. I am only water. I am only water. Then a strong, silent dive down and a held moment as the body pulls back the water and then straightens, moving forward like an arrow. And lying at the base of the pool, crocodiles. I shudder. Crocodiles. And I see the small tunnel that is the way through, the way out of this initiation. Just five or six more strokes ahead. If my arms and legs are strong enough, if I can hold my nerve, stay silent and not disturb the water with fear. I am only water. I am only water. Don't disturb the water. Don't argue with the initiation. I am water now, moving through water. I am light moving through light. I am invisible. The crocodiles are lived experience. These ones are old, 70 or 100 years at least, and they are big. Big enough to take any human as their prey. Submerged alongside them, we can hear the hearts of the crocodiles, slowed down to one or two beats a minute. Boom. In the memory, crocodiles are feared because of the harm they can do and the power they have is understood. Lurking in the depths are the archetypes, the inherited patterns of universal thought and symbolic fears that are passed through the human lineage and projected into our unconscious minds. And if you stir the water, the crocodiles might eat you alive. Buh. Bum. Buh. Bum. Are the things that have happened, the physical terrors, the fears we inherit through human existence, old, so very old. The harrowed past, the horror stories, they are not make-believe, but the very real experiences of physical life. So still they lurk within the initiation, submerged. And we are tasked to keep swimming, to stay calm and pass over them. I am water moving through water. I am light moving through light. One more pull back upon the water. One more straightening of the body and forward like an arrow into the exit tunnel, where the water is shallow and the others wait to lift this body back to dry land. We all made it through. We all made it through. And the air is warmer here. We are in a different section of the pyramid. There is a fire, and the straight high walls glow golden. This room is a perfect golden square. This gathering of initiates are seated now in a circle. And memory takes us into a deep listening. As we become as still and as strong as the crocodiles we swam above. All five senses become golden, of great value, and possessing terrific resonance with the earth, charged in power by the walls of the pyramid and by the strength of the stillness. Recognized through all senses combined. He is here, but he is not here. The frequency of his message is understood directly, but also as if it were left for us to hear it now, but it was spoken an age ago. Serapis Bay speaks. Golden ones, you receive now through the entirety of the physical body you inhabit, gifted by the sound I transmitted many moons ago, and the energy I send right now. I am patient with you. I do not stir the water too much. As I look upon you from a higher octave of existence. And you must be patient with others, those who are not where you are yet. Learn to shoot forth to your destination without rippling the waters of their past pain and fear. Today I ask you to embrace the power of invisibility. Yesterday we spoke of the pain. For in the physical world of great polarity, there is always the splitting apart of the self to contend with. But there is fantastic mastery in taking the polarity and making it whole. In my time, I was known for teaching the squaring of the circle, or the bringing together of the physical and the spiritual worlds. It was through this that I oversaw much of the construction of the initiation chambers, the temples and the pyramids that hold the white flame of ascension. And for a time, many adepts were enlightened with this flame, learning ascension so Earth could exist. It was thought each year one person needed to master to retain the Earth as a mother flame, and it is not so different today. After this golden age, the concept of how to square the circle became over-materialized. Scholars saw this only in terms of a problem of geometry. How can a square and a circle possess equal surface area? And they leaned so many of their senses into the Earth's pull, the spiritual potency was lost. Even though, mathematically, if a circle is squared, the circle grows in area and moves ever upwards. This is an amusing clue into the basis of my instruction. However, scholars of geometry alone claimed the task was impossible. And to this I laugh, perhaps as impossible as swimming with crocodiles. But you will find a way. And the square, being the physical, only assists the spiritual circle to increase in size and ascend. As right now, I paradoxically ask you to know exactly who you are, and yet be prepared to become invisible. I ask you to remain fully conscious within both states of being, never forsaking one for the other. Instead, square the circle. For you are light within light, water within water, air within air, earth within earth, and fire within fire. And wherever you are within your life cycle, you will recognize it is time to find a way once more. It is time to square the circle. We gather together within the golden hall of a great and wonderfully modern, but simultaneously ancient pyramid. And you might wonder, where are we in time? To this I say, it matters not. Only know you are on time. You are on time. That I am able to be heard is a wondrous remembrance that spirit force is close and strong. That you can pull back upon the tides and shoot forwards like an arrow, regardless of the crocodiles. I see many of you with a tendency not only to stir the water, but to turn the entire pyramid you inhabit completely upside down. Yes, upside down, I say. How strong you are, how mighty you are. And I see the crocodiles and the dark water flooding into the capstone, blinding the exit back to the light. The fears from the Adam pouring down into the physical, so great and terrible a hindrance. so powerful you are that some of you will have become so adept at this inversion, you hardly realize you're doing it. Golden One, become conscious and square this circle. And for one or two of you, the fear you were born into was so great that you were born into an inverted pyramid with nothing but crocodiles. And so the connection to the physical was not established. You teetered on a tiny point of contact, the smallest part of you barely touching the mother, not knowing the enormous love this world feels and gives towards you, feeling orphaned, a castaway in your own home. Whilst the largest part of you was ever reaching out, looking for answers, looking for stability, ever looking to the heaven worlds, ever feeling a sense of uprooting, a feeling of being the wrong way up. And in this form, physical reality becomes a tenuous balancing act indeed. To you all I ask, square the circle, turn the capstone upwards and let the crocodiles be still. It is time to stop stirring the water. It is time to know the cornerstones from the capstones. If I may give you the instruction, I would ask that you choose to place yourself squarely on the circular path of ascension, ever understanding you are spiraling upwards. Yes, you are a spiritual being. However, you can only move upwards from a still and powerful foundation. For my treasured ones, on this physical plane, you only know you are moving if a part of you is still. Listen. Create the geometry to not only place yourself, but to pace yourself. A strong pull back against the waters, then a smooth glide forwards. Work like you swim, pull and glide. Remember the initiation of focused, strong swimming. Looking into the depths, overcoming the crocodiles, but ever shooting your body towards the golden temple. Ba-boom. 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 Be with me. Be with me. Be with me. Allow your whole physical body to flood with the light of God, the golden light, and be warmed. Within the memory now, the energy is palpable. The memory is the past, the present, the future, and you are not in time. Yet, golden ones, you are absolutely on time, powerful, and punctual as you sense the memory of Serapis Bay. The energy is pure gold, a precious metal, the masculine directive, penetrating, infusing each participant with the knowledge of how to create in the physical world. How to create in the physical world. Through placement, positioning, and pacing. and there is so much love. Let yourself absorb the steady, balancing love of the Golden Ones. Maybe even feel your connection to the majesty of the ancient worlds. And there is so much love. As a memory is passed to you, the memory of Serapis Bay. I am memory, yet I am energy. I am here. I am, for this time, your teacher, your guide, and your friend. And there is so much love.